from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As we get started, and as we finally start the show, and we get back to sports talk, because I'm emotionally exhausted and can give you no more, I think it's really interesting where we are with the Browns heading into the season. And obviously, early this week, we did the vibes thing, right? The vibes conversation. But there's been something that we've asked multiple guests. And I actually heard the Morning Boys, and it was Ken, asked Daryl Ryder today. It's been the question that I think we've all thrown out there that I don't know anybody's really truly answered. And it is, are the Browns better than last year? And that is an on-paper conversation. It's on-paper conversation because I haven't played a damn game yet. But I have heard every single reason why the answer is, I don't know. I've heard every single reason why the answer is definitively no. I haven't heard a lot of people say the reasons why it might be yes. And I think that's interesting because I think there's a decent chance. Better is not. I don't gauge better by merely just how many games did you win. That is a big part of it, obviously. But that speaks to who played, how did they play, how healthy were you, and who did you play? Who did you beat? Who did you lose to? So it is a big, big question. And I think when people have answered definitively, well, they won't be better this year, they can't possibly be better, they start with the strength of schedule. And it's interesting, guys, every year in football, teams overcome strength of schedule. And we focus and we play the schedule game, which is a lot of fun, right? But in reality, guys, just because a schedule is tough or just because you have health concerns, as we do with Deshaun, the offensive line, and one or two defenders right now, it doesn't mean that any of that is insurmountable. Because I think this year, year over year, I think you have less obvious holes on this roster. Your safety room. Right, and I know they got DeAnthony Bell off, who didn't practice and wasn't available all, preseason. But like whether it's Hickman or Grant Delpit, who had a great year, Rodney McLeod's back, Juan Thornhill. Like the safety room was one of your biggest doubts last year. I have full faith that that's going to be really good. I think last year proved your depth in your secondary. I think you were 8 to 10 deep up front on the defensive line, which we didn't know about guys like Mo Hurst or Shelby Harris or Quentin Jefferson last year. I think Za'Darius Smith might actually be the healthiest he's been because he certainly, I don't think, was healthy or all the way back last year, and we kind of saw that burst at the end of the year. Then you get up front. Like, I think you have one more weapon in the skill player position. Now, you are down Nick Chubb, but by and by, Deshaun is healthy. We believe you've got one more player in the skill player position. You've got a bunch of youth and depth at pretty much every spot on this roster outside of maybe tight end. So from the roster side of things, I think you've got what it takes to be better. I also, by the way, I think your backup quarterback's better too. No, Joe Flacco slander here. No, this is Jameis Winston versus DTR going into last year. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think DTR is even better than DTR last year. So if you have to flip over the quarterback, you shouldn't have to scramble the way you did last year. I also think, guys, and we'll see, because I don't know it's going to hit week one and just change everybody's mind. But I do think the fact that you have a new offense that finally fits what you honestly need from the Cleveland Browns, what you need for Deshaun Watson. I think the new offense could be the thing that makes you considerably better. I don't think Deshaun is fit in what they've tried to do the last 2 years. I think he fit more last year than he did 2 years ago. But people use the word excuse a lot. And they use, oh, well, it's an excuse about the offense. No, it isn't. Every single quarterback in the NFL has things that they do well and things that they do not as well. And Deshaun has been put into concepts and ideas that he just doesn't have as much success in. And that is massive for a guy dealing with an injury. That's massive for a guy who hadn't played previously in 700 days or whatever it had been. So the idea that the Browns might finally have settled on an offense, if Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski have found a sweet spot between what they like to do, that is another thing that could make the Browns better this year. And I do think, like, I get that we all have to do the I don't know with Deshaun's health. All right, and it is valid. I'm not here to strike down any idea that or paint a rosy picture about Deshaun's health. That shoulder will be in question every time he takes a hit all season long. And until Deshaun gets through 14 to 17 games in a season, that is going to be something we think about every single time the Browns take the field. And honestly, much like the Baltimore game, on random Tuesdays in November. But at the same point, like, Lamar Jackson had multiple years end in massive injury. Now, he played more football than Deshaun did in those seasons, but he didn't play good football in those seasons. And Lamar, after multiple years, I mean, really, in between his two MVP seasons, found it, and all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson's Lamar again. Joe Burrow is a guy, it's very convenient that we're not talking about how Joe Burrow has missed as much time as he has. But Joe Burrow, guys, Joe Burrow, every time he comes back, answers that question. So the reality is, are the Browns better than last year? On paper, I think they are. It doesn't rebuttal every single concern we have. But guys, quite frankly, we shouldn't just be going this whole thing doom and gloom and thinking the Browns are going to suck. We've got Sean Sharif coming up of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas at 2:40. We'll talk week one. We got James Rapine of Bengals Talk SI coming up at 4. Derek Rackley, Westwood One college football analyst at 5:20. But are the Browns better than last year? And the importance of those first two games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.